Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Tony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Kyrie Irving.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C. James.
Mark. F.N. James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell.
Because he's actually Don Farrell without a ring.
And I think one thing.
Exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Tony, I'm conflicted here. I mean, I want to say attaboy to the league, the people in the league offices and around the league who look at the situation in 2020 and go, my God, this is awful. We've got to do something. So let me isolate that sentiment that is being felt in multiple quarters around the league and say, yeah, I'm with you there. But Tony, if the league has to do this in 2020, how awful, how pathetic is the NFL? This is sad, Tone, that they would have to incentivize it in such an obvious way that they can't pull themselves together and simply interview and hire qualified black people. Are you serious? What is this, 1947?
Yes. You know, coming from African-American like Michael Wilbon, it sounds better coming out of his mouth. There's nothing he said there that I disagree with. My name is Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. The NFL has come up with some preposterous proposal. Try saying that over and over and over again. Preposterous proposal. Listen to this. I can't believe this is real. To hire a minority head coach or general manager, if you do it, this is the proposal for incentives on this. You move up 6 spots in the third round for hiring a minority head coach. You move up 10 spots in the third round for hiring a minority GM. You move up 16 spots if the head coach and GM positions are filled with minority candidates in the same year. So the Dolphins are good. The Dolphins got Chris Greer and Brian Flores. And like, NFL, dude, you are basically right now, you are trying to almost legally extort your owners. That's what you're trying to do. You need to hire a black head coach or general manager and you move up spots in the draft. Are you effing kidding me? This is more of a slap in the face to African Americans than this is doing anything good for them. This is basically saying we need to do this in order for the 32 owners to... We need to incentivize everything, so we're going to let you move up in the... Like, what? What? Oh, this is such a bad idea. It needs... Here's the good news. It's just a proposal, and it's going to need 24 of 32 votes to pass on Tuesday, which basically means 66%, which means that if this thing gets passed, oh, my God. I mean, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. That'd be like the rating system in sports talk radio. It's the equivalent. Saying, if WEI hires three black hosts, your ratings will go up. We'll make sure your ratings go up. All you have to do is, but here's the incentive to do it. Don't get it. I don't get it. It's a bad move on the NFL. Horrible, horrible look on the NFL. Horrible. Because you're making it seem like, you know, well, they're not really qualified. So what we're going to do is we're going to incentivize you to hire them. Are you effing kidding me? My God. Oh, my God. You know what? Can I be honest with you? If this ish is going to go through, I'd rather not have sports. Honestly, just go Corona. Just go Corona. Really. Literally. My Corona. My Corona. Seriously. Just Corona just completely incapacitate sports if this is what it's come to. You got to be kidding me, man. And I agree with Michael Wilbon. What is this, 1940s? I mean, this is bad. This is really bad. Hey, stop worrying about hiring a minority head coach or general manager. How about a minority owner? Do you ever think about that one? How about that one? Oh, what a bad look. What a bad look this is for the NFL. I mean, the NFL has done really everything right. Before Corona, after Corona. They kept free agency when they were supposed to. Check. They kept the draft when it was supposed to. Check. They've released the schedule when they were supposed to. Check. And now you're going to pull this crap? Which is basically, it's the NFL's answer to affirmative action. It's what it is. It's embarrassing for the NFL. It's really bad. And I think it's a slap in the face to African Americans. I really believe that. Feel free to chime in. 617-779-7937. You got to be kidding me. So, you have Bill Belichick for 20 years. Now you're going to incentivize the Patriots? Oh, you'll move up. You'll move up. Get rid of Belichick. Jesus Christ. You got on. This is the dumbest effing thing the NFL has ever done, next to completely ignoring domestic abuse for decades. This is the worst. This is awful. This better not get passed. This better not get passed.
What is this? 1947?
Yes. Right. Stupid. Just effing stupid. 617-779-7937. David's up next in Natick. What's up, David?
Mark, you know, you said it about 20, 30 minutes ago, and it was just, you said it in passing, but you made the comment, what is today's athlete coming to? And it's just, what is sports coming to today? I mean, I heard this thing on the NFL on ESPN radio about an hour ago, and I was crying. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's bizarre. It's frightening. I mean, it's to say it's stupid is just trite, but it's just bizarre.
You mean the NFL proposal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my! I want to know. This is even Lewis Riddick tonight. I saw him on SportsCenter. You could tell how uncomfortable he was with this. He's like what that's what I'm telling you. Like, you're seeing from African Americans, they feel like you are insulting them.
I mean, that's what it is, an insult. It's ridiculous. It's bizarre. I mean, what brainiac? I mean, does the coronavirus affect your brain? No.
I know. I mean, David, it must. Hey, David, listen to this, David. Here's a little freestyle for you. This is if this goes through on Tuesday, I'm pro Corona to just completely eviscerate sports. Here we go. My Corona. My Corona. Woo! My Corona. Jesus. I mean, you got it. You got to just, like, honestly, just no sports. Just let not have sports. Let's just come out with documentary. I can't do this now. Blake Snell, boiled my blood to no end last night. But this is such an insult, and it really shows how much of a white boy country club the NFL is. That they got to come up with some stupid, dumbass proposal, and to incentivize owners to hire black head coaches and general managers so they can move up in the draft. You got to be effing kidding me. I mean, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Seriously. This, you know, for all the good that Roger Goodell and the NFL has done over the course of the last 4 or 5 months, boy, they just basically flushed it all down the toilet with this crap. And it better not go through on Tuesday. Oh, my God. If you have a successful head coach who also happens to be the general manager, who also happens to be white, like Bill Belichick, you're going to get rid of him so you can move up in the third round of the draft? That doesn't even make sense. What are you doing? What is this world? Like, how is Roger, like, how are you making $44 million a year when you are that stupid? Jared is up next in Rhode Island. What's up, Jared?
Hey, guys. Sorry, I had you on mute. I feel, to be honest, I'm kind of speechless. I was calling in on something that the guy Steve commented on about 20 minutes ago, but then he kind of threw this curveball at me. I got to say, I feel like I'm in a dream world here.
Oh, I know. Blake Snell in the NFL. Blake Snell in the NFL. It's just when people ask me, Jared, what do you talk about with no sports going on? Listen, we don't need sports when we have Blake Snell and the dumbass NFL for trying to do this.
You know, I got to say, this is what happens when Tom Brady leaves the Patriots. It's Armageddon. Really?
Yep.
I mean, that's all I can say.
Yep.
It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, I'll go back 20 minutes. I just wanted to comment on that guy, Steve, about how he's talking about, you know, if he was asked to go back to his job and only get paid half, you know, he wouldn't do it either. Yeah, in a normal scenario, that would make sense. But, I mean, growing up, and I'm 35 years old, and growing up watching sports, you know, the athletes, we idolized them. They were gods, in a sense, you know. And I think that's the big change here nowadays, you know. These knuckleheads like Snell are more concerned about their pocket than, you know, how the youth looks at them, you know, and that's what's going on here. You know, baseball is losing it. They're losing their you know, people watch it. They're losing the youth. It's because of knuckleheads like him. It's like, it's completely different and it's sad.
Yeah, yeah. Of course it is. He's basically just a white trash dumbass. That's what he is.
Exactly.
That's all he is.
These are the people that, you know, the youth nowadays supposed to be looking up to, you know.
Right. Oh, I know. It's horrific. The NFL thing, though. Your thoughts on that?
I'm speechless, to be honest. It's preposterous. Like you said, it's a slap in the face to the African American culture. I mean, who came up with this?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, but Jared, good phone call. You're coming in a little like your phone. You're like talking away from it. You got to talk into the phone. You got to talk in the phone, man. You're like, am I hearing you? And then you're kind of coming far away. And it's like, oh, talk in the phone. I always tell people, the worst thing I hate when I'm on the phone with people and they're at home, they put me on speaker. I'm like, get me off effing speaker. Just go get headphones. You can plug them into the bottom of your phone. It works, and it sounds like you're in HD. It sounds like you're in HD. Just go get earbuds, or yeah, like little earbuds, like you're listening to music at the gym, and you could actually plug it in and have a regular conversation. Not sound like, I don't know what we're doing. You know, like, oh, God, it drives me nuts. Crazy. Oh my God. Someone just texted in. This is what we're going to get. These are texts. Bill Blackacek is going to get some extra picks here. What do you get if you hire a black woman? Do you get an extra second round pick? It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, this is such a bad look for the NFL. Oh, it's so bad. And the Mike Wilbon sound says it all. Can we hear that again? And by the way, will you tell Cleon Brockton to either hold on the goddamn phone or not? I mean, I'm seeing he's like calling in like 18 times. Hang on or don't call. Like, my God. Jesus. Like, it's like, what is it? Like, I see, like, he hangs up, he calls in, like, stay on, hold or don't. Like, just don't, one or the other. All right, let's hear Wilbon.
Tony, I'm conflicted here. I mean, I want to say attaboy to the league, the people in the league offices and around the league who look at the situation in 2020 and go, my God, this is awful. We've got to do something. So let me isolate that sentiment that is being felt in multiple quarters around the league and say, yeah, I'm with you there. But Tony, if the league has to do this in 2020, how awful, how pathetic is the NFL? This is sad, Tone, that they would have to incentivize it in such an obvious way that they can't pull themselves together and simply interview and hire qualified black people. Are you serious? What is this, 1947?
Yeah, that says it all. That's the sound from Michael Wilbon. Couldn't have said any better. I wholeheartedly concur with him on that. I didn't think anything would be bigger than Blake Snell and what he said this week, and then this just came down the pike. Holy crap. You got to be kidding me. I mean, really? Well, if you're just tuning in right now, listen to this. The NFL has proposed an incentivized plan. I'm not kidding you. I can't make this stuff up. For hiring a minority head coach or general manager, you move up 6 spots in the 3rd round for hiring a minority head coach. You move up 10 spots in the 3rd round for hiring a minority GM. You move up 16 spots if the head coach and GM positions are filled with minority candidates in the same year. What are we doing? Folks, this is what's dangerous about this world. There are really stupid people in really powerful positions making lots of money, and it's scary. Whoever thought of this, like, you're dumber than Blake Snell. You really are. This is the worst. I can't even get over how stupid this is. It's so bad. It's such a bad look for the NFL. You don't have that problem in the NBA. NBA got a ton of African-American head coaches. A lot of them. We don't have that problem, and they're not giving you some incentive. Like, hey, man, if you hire a black head coach, you do. J.B. Bickerstaff, Nate McMillan. I mean, the list goes on and on, like, of African-American head coaches. But, wow. Wow, this is crazy. All right, we'll get back to your calls on the other side. And, there's nothing that draws my ire more when a call calls in and he hangs up and he calls back and he hangs up and he calls back and he hangs up and he calls back. Nothing. Oh, that just drives me nuts. I just want to block their number forever. All right, we'll get back to the phone calls. Now it's time for trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
You know what? You can say what you want about Courtney Love. Okay? You can say all you want about her. And there's certainly no shortage of disparaging comments that have been made about her. But Hole was amazing back in the 90s. They were unbelievable. 617-779-7937 is the number to get in. Back to the phones. I love for the people who actually did hold. I appreciate Cleo and Brockton. Thankfully, your phone can hold.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good. What's
we
up?
Spoke before my phone was the one that dropped. I'm gonna apologize.
No problem. No problem, dude. Okay. I just it drives like usually, and if it's a phone issue, like it keeps dropping. It's one thing, but we have callers who, like, if they're on hold for longer than 3 minutes, they'll, like, hang up, call back, hang up, and it's just like, you know, like, just stay on hold or just pick one or the other. So you're good. You're good.
Okay. First of all, let's start. Do you think Jay-Z had something to do with this since he's working with the NFL?
I hope not. I really hope not.
And I'm really, that's what I'm thinking, man. I hate to say that.
Really?
Second, come on, man. This came, this no way this can come out of the blue. First of all, the NFL got their first black head coach was Art Shell back in the 80s.
Yep.
I remember it.
Yep.
And, you know, I remember talking to my dad about this. I said, wow, things are going to change. Okay. And what was that? Almost 30 years ago. Now they're going to put this type of thing as a black man. I am insulted. Mm-hmm. And if they put this up and let this happen, this is a form of slavery. Now, I'm sorry. I hate to say it that way, but wow. It is. And because, again, first of all, the league, everybody thinks it's mainly black players that run it. No, it's the Samoans. The Samoans are like the highest number of athletes playing in the NFL.
Really?
And no kidding. The black guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, look at the numbers.
No kidding. And, you might be. Then, you could be right.
Yeah. And so the thing is, I'm seeing this and hearing this, and I'm cringing on the inside. I just said, you know, it's just like it's trying to. I understand the Rooney Rule was a good rule to put in, but do we have to have rules put in to hire a black coach? That's my question.
Right. Well, and you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. Like the Miami Dolphins, credit to them. They're a complete, you know, dumpster fire. They haven't won anything in 47 years, but but credit to them. They hired Chris Greer and Brian Flores because without any incentive plan. They did it because they felt as though that they were the best candidates for the job, which is exactly what it should be.
And the reason why they hired Brian Flores, because they realized the team was, what, mainly black ball players. So you get someone they can relate with who has a strict rules that they can follow, then that's how you're going to become a winning team. And I think that's the big thing right there. They want to be a winning team, and I think they went in that direction. But if they put this rule in, shame on them.
I agree. And hey, Cleo, let me ask you this. Are you what's your Saturday look like or Sunday look like? Because I'm on tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. both days, and I would more than welcome. I will give you a fast pass to the front of the line if you will please call in and just say exactly what you said so, you know, our audience can hear you in that time span tomorrow or Saturday or tomorrow and Saturday. So please call in between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. the next 2 days, please.
I will, because, again, I just think that it just saddens me, you know, because, like I said, I worked in education for a long time, and I've seen, like, a lot of these kids, and the harsh thing you try to tell them is the reality is find a good career, because, you know, like, the NFL jobs, there's so many job openings. Baseball, you might have a chance, because it's so many developmental, and then it goes forward. Basketball, don't even look at it because, you know, they're already looking at guys who are in high school. I mean, even younger than that, getting ready to go up. But if the NFL put this plan in and, you know, like, because I'm going to talk to my dad about it, and he's just going to shake his head because he's going to say, look,
yeah,
we're supposed to move forward.
Yeah,
we don't need incentives. We already, believe me, I've seen a lot in my life, and this, if they put this through, I don't think I can watch it anymore. And I really hate to say that. And the NFL.
Yeah, well, wait, listen, I would be insulted, too. If I was, and I appreciate the phone call, Cleo, please call the next couple of days. I would be insulted, too, because you're basically the NFL saying, well, you're not good enough for us to hire you on your own merit. So we're going to incentivize owners just so we can fill quotas. You know how insulting that is to black people? To anybody. Anyone. I mean, it's like, seriously, like a sports talk radio station, you know, they said, you know, the ratings company that controls the ratings, if you hire some black sports talk hosts, we're going to assure that your ratings go up 3 points. What? What? What are you saying? I mean, is this serious? Are we in the 21st century, in the year 2020? Or are we in the 19th century? You know, I mean, in the year 1874, like, what is this? What's going on here? Phil in Coventry is up next. Thanks for holding. What's up, Phil?
This is a question. It can be directed. Well, it's more directed at you, though. Now, don't take this too personal. Is it not the sign of a sick society when someone who plays baseball can say no to $18 million? It did not take the coronavirus for me to realize this. It was at the end of the 1992 baseball season.
Yeah, right. I agree with you. Sure.
That was the only question I had to ask, though. I mean, I don't want to say who that player is, though. I mean,
why not?
I don't.
Well, go ahead.
It was Greg Maddux, though. I mean, I don't begrudge him personally because it says as much about ourselves as it does about him, because it's the best in capitalism and it's the worst in capitalism. That's how I look at pro sports. I mean, that's just food for thought, sir. I just, with that, I'll let you go, though.
All right.
I just, it was a question I had to ask you, though, okay?
Yeah, no, the one thing, Brian, if you could pull this from a Bronx Tale, maybe we have it already in the system, when the mafia guy, Sonny, says to Colangelo, who he called C, Mickey Mantle doesn't give a crap about you and your father. Blake Snell, Bryce Harper, none of these guys, David Price, Mookie Betts, they care about the money. The old Cream, Wu-Tang Clan, cash rules everything around me. Cream gets the money, dollar bill, y'all. That's what they care about. It's not for the love of the game. It's not for winning titles. It's all about the money. And it's not about safety. God, for those of you out there that think it has anything to do with safety, it's crazy. Here's Bronx Tale.
So you must be pretty upset after the Yankees lost.
Bill Mazeroski. I hate him. He made Mickey Mantle cry. The paper said that the Mick was crying.
Mickey Mantle, is that what you're upset about? Mickey Mantle makes $100,000 a year. How much does your father make?
I don't know.
You don't know? See if your father can't pay the rent. Go ask Mickey Mantle. See what he tells you. Mickey Mantle don't care about you, so why should you care about him? Nobody cares.
He's right. That's right. I had to learn that the hard way growing up because I idolized so many athletes and looked up to these guys and you realize, and some of them are good guys. Like some, and I've met, you know, guys that I idolized and Deion Sanders and Michael Irvin and, you know, but they don't give a crap about me. Like they don't. So, you know, like you watch them, you like them for what, you know, you live vicarious or you find some sort of commonality that makes you enjoy them, Tom Brady. But at the end of the day, let's be real. Tom Brady, like, he's got to take care of Giselle and his family and his kids. Like, Tom Brady ain't worried about me, you know? And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not worried about Tom Brady's personal issues in his life either because he's not worried about mine. You worry about, aside from your family, your significant other, okay, your partner in life, whatever, you know, maybe your kids, but you worry about the three people that you have to wake up with every day, me, myself, and I. That's who you worry about. That's it. Plain and simple. Boy, did the NFL, they were doing so well. They were doing so well with everything. I mean, they really were after the Super Bowl. They was getting everything right. And then this comes along. The affirmative action proposal that is the biggest insult to African Americans next to, along with what many owners, coaches, and GMs felt back in the 80s and 90s that, you know, that they used to say that, you know, they weren't smart enough to play the quarterback position. And then came along Warren Moon and Randall Cunningham, okay, and completely revolutionized the quarterback position. And they found, oh, yeah, they are. I mean, you shouldn't have to offer something like this with a stimulus plan that you'll move up in the third round. You shouldn't. This is just bad. This is the worst public relations for the NFL that we've seen in quite some time. This is really bad, man. I can see HBO Real Sports doing an entire thing on this. All right, one more segment to go. You want to chime in. Blake Snell, the NFL's stupid affirmative action proposal that is on the table. 617-779-7937. You know, all the guys that were hired in the NBA, Doc Rivers, Nate McMillan, Alvin Gentry, Dwayne Casey, you know, prior to them getting fired, Tyronn Lue. Those guys got hired because they thought that they were great for the job. They were the best candidate available. You know, and maybe they reached the team, but there was no incentive there. There was no incentive. And I'm almost at a loss for words. This is so bad. It really is. Here's some text here. Snell is a moron, and essentially he's saying it's not worth the risk of getting injured for a salary under $2 million. I actually agree with them, just like your beloved college divas who don't play in bowl games or throw at the combine. Blake Snell hasn't been paid yet and should not pitch this year. He is an idiot, and he just went about it the wrong way. $7 million minus 75% after tax is not worth it. It is what it is. I think the worst part is when he opened his mouth and he removed all doubt to everyone how big of a complete, total dumbass that he really is. All right. Final segment. Free for all Friday. You want to chime in? Anything you want? Everything's on the table. Next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Our thanks to Brian DeFelice and Will for doing a great job tonight to help produce the show. I'll be back tomorrow with Andy Hart, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. I'll be joined by Jason Hare, the director of The Last Dance documentary on ESPN about the 1990s, 97, 98 Chicago Bulls. But really, it's a 10-part documentary on Michael Jordan. So he's from Newton, too, by the way. Born and raised in Newton, went to Newton North High School, Williams College, played, I believe, baseball at Newton North High. So we will be joined by him tomorrow morning. Me and Andy will be here 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll continue to go back and forth about Blake Snell and this NFL proposal. I guess the good thing for the NFL proposal, I can get a whole weekend worth of shows out of it. It'll be killed on Tuesday. Because one thing about the NFL, they threw this out there to see how it would be perceived. And the fact that it's getting just absolutely eviscerated. I think we're going to find out that more or less that this thing is, it's there's no way this thing is ever going to happen. I mean, I would be shocked if this thing goes through. Be shocked. So, and that to me is ultimately what I'm looking at. That's I don't want to see something go through. The thing that's scary, they're going to vote on this. And you just never know. Like they always say, you never know how a jury can render a verdict. You never know which way a jury can go. It's the same thing in the NFL. You never know how the owners can go. But I'm hoping that these guys will obviously err on this side of doing something smart and not being stupid. So, again, thanks to everybody called, listened, texted. I'll be back tomorrow and taking a 9-hour break. Be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Andy Hart, Mark and Hart, tomorrow morning on WEEI. Have a great Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.